never daunted, we cannot falter. In the battle, we're tried and true.
Welcome, everybody, to Indiana Basketball Weekly on the Grueling Truth Sports Network. I'm Mike Goodpaster. Today, I am going to be flying solo. Brian Moore can't make it because he's at work. Alex Lasley, who was with me yesterday from Hoosier Illustrated, make sure you check out HoosierIllustrated.com. Of course, can't be here. He's working today also. We're going to look back last night. The Indiana Hoosiers in the second round of the Big Ten tournament on an Anthony Leo, basically buzzer beater, sends the Hoosiers into the quarterfinals where it'll take on Nebraska. We're going to go ahead. We're going to recap the game against Penn State from last night and preview tonight's battle against Nebraska with the winner going to the semifinals at a Big Ten tournament. Indiana's now won 5 games in a row, and if you want to bet on them tonight, they're a 3.5-point underdog, and you can catch that on BetMGM, the top sportsbook for betting on college basketball and the Indiana Hoosiers. You can bet all of the Big Ten quarterfinal games, any game you want to bet, anywhere. Make sure you go to BetMGM. You can click on the link in the description down below in the video. But let's go ahead. Let's get started. The Hoosiers last night, it was an ugly game. It was an ugly game for a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons the officiating was absolutely atrocious. If Indiana would have lost, I'd probably be on here complaining about that. But there's no complaining when you win, guys. And I mean, it's Big Ten officiating. What do you expect? When's the last time you heard, it was a really well-officiated game in the Big Ten? If we look at the stat line last night, the thing that stood out to me, Penn State 16 for 58 from the field, 27%, 7 for 27, 25% for three-point range. Indiana, on the other hand, didn't shoot the ball great, but good enough to win the game, 22 for 56, 39.9% or 39.3%. The big thing here is Indiana made their free throws. 14 of 18, 77.8%. You know, we had issues with Khalil Ware missing free throws, you know, through this last few games. The Hoosiers have now won 5 straight games. If they can shoot 80% from the free throw line, it helps a lot of things. Rebounding-wise, Indiana out-rebounded Penn State 41-39. The offensive rebounds had been the issue in the 2 losses against Penn State, especially since Indiana was a much bigger team. Still lost the offensive rebounding battle at 13-10, but we out-assisted them 13-11. And the big thing is, when you look at it, points in the paint, Indiana 32, Penn State 18. When we break this down, Khalil Ware has become a man that can put this team on his back. Last night, 18 points, 14 rebounds, played an outstanding basketball game offensively and defensively, as he always does. But the big key to me was Xavier Johnson and Gabe Cupps. Xavier Johnson did a great job on Hicks, and, you know, Cupps did an outstanding job with help from Xavier Johnson against Ace Baldwin. Ace Baldwin was 3 for 15 last night. That's not something that normally happens. If they can do that tonight against Tominaga from Nebraska, Indiana does have a chance in this game. They're only 3.5-point favorites. This is a game that if it was played 3 weeks ago, which it was, it would be much more than a 3.5-point dog. So everybody out there that was at Assembly Hall booing the Hoosiers and the loss to Penn State and other situations during this season, this is why you should be ashamed of yourself, because really you should not boo your own team. And I had questions. I don't even sit at home and boo them, guys. They played horrible for most of this season, but they've got it turned around. And the credit there has to go to Mike Woodson. We can sit there and we can complain about why we're losing recruits, why we don't have any recruits, but the here and now is what matters. This team is 3 wins away from going to the NCAA tournament if they win the Big Ten championship. Possibly if they get to the Big Ten championship game, you lose a close game to Purdue after beating an Illinois or Ohio State, maybe you can get in. But I think realistically, they're going to have to win 3 more games. Malik Renew last night, I thought, played a not very good game. I mean, once again, we saw him get in foul trouble. He did score 12 points, but it was on 4 for 12 shooting. Mackenzie Mbako did not play great, but he scored 11 points. He was only 4 for 15. The good thing about that is this. They still won the game, and those guys, Mackenzie and Renew, are fully capable of playing well. if they play well at the same time, where is the sky's the limit on this team? Now, offensively with the guards, none of them played well. Not offensively, but defensively, as I said, Gabe Cupps has improved so much on the defensive end of the court over the last, since the start of the season, that he is no longer a liability for this team defensively. And you've got Xavier Johnson, I don't think offensively played well. He was a little out of control at times, but this team won with defense. The defense we saw last night is the culmination of a team that has progressively gotten better, especially over the last 4 weeks defensively. Right now, I think defensively, they're just as good, maybe better than what we saw at the end of last year, because Trayce Jackson-Davis was a great player both sides of the floor. But Khalil Ware changes everything when he's in the game. I mean, anytime somebody is near the basket going to shoot the ball, they're looking for Khalil Ware. Now, mental breakdowns have been a problem for the Hoosiers this year. They had a few last night, but you're going to have a few of those. And, I mean, the one that stood out to me the most was Anthony Leal's foul on the three-pointer and maybe Indiana's best defensive stop. You know, shot clock's running down. He makes a stupid play. You give up a three. And Anthony Leal, let's face it, Penn State didn't block out. Anthony Leal, you know, finishes it on the missed shot. We win the game. And I would say this about Anthony Leal. I think Anthony Leal is a great kid. He plays really hard. He's not a great player. Defensively last night, he was better than what he has been. But let's not overreact here and all of a sudden act like Anthony Leal is Isaiah Thomas, which I've seen with a lot of people that are posted on Facebook about this game today. Anthony Leal does his job. And right now, without Trey Galloway, this team's going to have a hard time winning. To win, you're going to have to win ugly, which means you limit your turnovers, which they did last night. You had, I think, 11 or 12 turnovers when I look at the stat sheet here. And really, bench minutes, the only guy that had significant bench minutes was Anthony Leal, who played 23 minutes. He hit a three again. So like we talked about, he's only hit threes in like six games this season. But Indiana's 5-1 when he does. Cupps hit an early three. This game really worried me early on because Penn State was terrible. And Indiana never really got up by more than 5 to 7 points. And then Penn State makes the run at the start of the second half. And a thing that we've seen with this team, which is really encouraging to me, is over this 5-game winning streak, we've seen a lot of times where they'll give up a run, you think they're about to get blown out, and all of a sudden they fight back. So that's the encouraging thing, and the really encouraging thing for me, because my issue with this team the whole year was how hard they played. They've won 5 straight games because they have played hard. I mean, they get after it. And the great thing there is I went to BetMGM and bet them when they were like a 1.5-point favorite. And I was lucky because like an hour later, a 1.5-point underdog, a couple hours later, they're a 2.5-point favorite. If I'd have bet them then, I'd have been screwed. So I would say right now I would get my bet in at BetMGM on Indiana, Nebraska at -3.5 or +3.5 for us. And I think this is a game that this team can win because when you get to the tournament, you just have to survive in advance. And I remember the 1983 Chicago White Sox. You know, they always talked about winning ugly. They made it all the way to the playoffs, winning ugly. This team can do it, especially with the defensive turnaround that we've seen. And if Gabe Cupps and Xavier Johnson can harass Tominaga and not give him any room to breathe and kind of frustrate him, Tominaga is a guy that averages 15 points a game. He may average, it seems like, 1,000,000 points against the Indiana Hoosiers. But if Indiana steps up and plays defense tonight, he's a little bit off. All of a sudden, you've got a legitimate chance here to win this game. And just put it in Anthony Leal's hands at the end of the game. He doesn't score a lot of points any other time, but in the last minute of the game, he's there. But the big thing to me is Khalil Ware. I mean, he's had an incredible run, especially over the last half of the season. He has progressively gotten better in each game. I mean, even the game where I think he didn't score any points till the last 15 minutes, he scores 9 points there, but he still came around with 11 rebounds. He had 4 or 5 block shots, and that's what he does. I think he has established himself as one of the elite front court members in the Big Ten. I know he was named second team Big Ten, which means he's second to Zach Edey, who's probably going to win National Player of the Year again. And last night, he showcased his ability to impact the basketball game on both ends. I mean, he stifled Penn State in the paint. His presence was a significant factor in the Nittany Lions shooting just 7 for 24 on dunks and layups. Let me repeat that. They were 7 of 24 on dunks and layups. So he may only get 3 or 4 blocks, but he impacted, out of those 17 misses, he probably impacted at least half of them, if not more. You had Wahab, who was their best post guy, who was 0 for 8 from the field, and he fouled out in just 29 minutes because he had to guard Ware. I mean, Ware dominated the glass. He finished with a game-high 14 rebounds. 4 of those came on the offensive glass, which we have struggled, even he struggled with at times this year. And he led all scorers with 18 points. And the big thing is, Indiana's freshmen are making major contributions. You know, the Hoosiers got key contributions from McKenzie, and, you know, he was a major scoring punch in the first half. He scored 10 of his 11 points before intermission, which helped Indiana go to the half with the lead. You know, he was 4 for 9 from the field in, you know, 19 first half minutes. I think he only sat like a minute there. And Gabe Cupps, who has often been, for lack of a better term, it almost seems like he's not even involved in the offense, made a pair of timely perimeter shots. He nailed a 3-pointer in the first half to give Indiana a 13-10 lead with 11 minutes left in that half. And in the second half, he hit a 3-pointer that capped a 7-0 run to give the Hoosiers a 43-42 cushion with 12:31 to play. So he also handled Penn State's pressure all night long. He played 27 minutes and didn't commit a turnover. That's a point guard. He scored 6 points, no turnovers. In those 6 points, both of them were big shots, one early to give us the lead, and the other one to cap a 7-0 run that got us back in the lead after it looked like we may be getting ready to fall down. It was Xavier Johnson. Trey Galloway's gone, and I'm always a huge critic of Xavier Johnson just because of things that have been done, and I think he plays a little out of control on the offensive end. But there's no doubt that Xavier Johnson's defense changes this team. You know, and Indiana needed every minute and every contribution it got from Johnson to get to where we are going to play again tonight. You know, his final line wasn't eye-catching. He finished with 4 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, a block shot, and 3 turnovers. If you just look at that, you would say he didn't play very well. But there's defense in basketball, too. And he played really good defense last night. He helped with, you know, shutting down Hicks. You know, he helped Cupps with making Ace Baldwin uncomfortable. And let's face it, Tommy Aga is a really good player. And he may be, but is he better than Ace Baldwin? I don't know, but we're about to find out tonight. So, I mean, tonight is Nebraska. Nebraska, to me, when you look at them, the big thing here is Tommy Naga. It's not all they got, though. But he does lead them with 14.6 points per game. He shoots 46.3% from the field, 37% from the three-point arc. And you got forward Rink Mast, who is their big man. He's a Bradley transfer. They got him through the portal. He gives you size in the paint, 12 points, 8 rebounds a game. He is a very good basketball player also, but he is nowhere near what we've got there. So to win this game tonight, I think the key is Malik Renew and McKenzie. If McKenzie can knock his shots down and Malik Renew can just play well, I mean, especially if he can catch the ball, kick it out, and we got McKenzie open. McKenzie takes his threes. He hits the shots. The Hoosiers have a chance to win this game. But in the end, the big key is how did they defend Tommy Naga? And if they can do the job they did last night on Ace Baldwin, because I've just seen a lot of people on the internet also bring up the fact that, well, it's more Penn State's offense was that bad. It really wasn't, because ever since Clary left this team, or they kicked him off the team about a month, 6 weeks ago, this team has been one of the better shooting teams from the perimeter in the Big Ten. So I fail to believe it was just an off night. Maybe they did have an off night, but the same night or same time, the Indiana Hoosiers had a very on night last night playing defense. All right, so the Huskers average 77 points a game. They shoot 45% from three-point range. They allow 69.3 points per game and just 39% shooting from the field. And they only allow 31.8 from long range. So this has got to turn into an ugly game. it has to be an ugly game. If this is a game where it's 84 to 80 or something, I think that limits the opportunities. I think for Indiana to win this game can't go above the low 70s, no matter what happens. Will that happen? My suggestion to this is this. It's the same thing I said yesterday when Indiana played Penn State. We had Alec Lassley on. And I told him, I think this is a completely different Indiana team right now than during those two losses. This team plays much harder than what they have. You know, they did have to play last night. They're going to play a Nebraska team that's had a week off. But I think that second game, when the other teams had a week off and you just played the night before, you got some momentum going, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. Now, you win the night, and then you got to play a third game in a row. I think that's when you got to start to worry about that. But from what I see right now, I mean, Mike Woods has done a very good job in the last five games. And that had to start before that. He got it figured out. None of us like how long it took to get figured out. But this Indiana Hoosier team is a threat to beat Nebraska tonight. Now, I wouldn't go there and, you know, bet thousands of dollars on Indiana to win. But I am going to bet a little bit of money on Indiana to win because I think the odds are like plus 140. So if you bet $30, you make about 70 bucks. And the other thing is this, you can take the 3.5 points because I think this team will be in this game the entire game. All right. I think my issues, like I said, it started this season all the way through was how hard they played. Right now, we saw Leal dive into the stands for a ball yesterday. We are starting to get guys getting after it. I think McKenzie and Gabe Cups have both improved exponentially over the season, especially with Cups over the last 5 to 6 games. I think defensively, we've seen him learn to move, to get around screens, to combat screens, to play defense, where before it seemed like he'd almost always go under or over at the time when he should have done the opposite. So when you look at Xavier Johnson's defense, you know the effort is going to be there with Xavier. And the big thing that sticks out to me is this. If Xavier Johnson could have a good offensive game where he plays within himself, which does happen from time to time, this team could be very dangerous in this game and the next couple games. So don't give up hope and think we're going to have to go watch an NIT game at Assembly Hall right now, or if me and Brian or Alec have to do a show about whether, you know, Indiana should even go to the NIT. This team is not dead yet. And what we saw in the Big Ten tournament was, I think we're going to see more upsets. Wisconsin and Ohio State. Wisconsin looked like they did earlier in the year. People forget Wisconsin's a team that beat Marquette. They were ranked in the top 10 at one point and were fighting for a 1 or 2 seed until the wheels fell off. Well, it looks like they've gotten the wheels back attached, which makes them dangerous. Ohio State looks as good as anybody you watch in college basketball right now. It's a team that beat Purdue not too long ago. They took down Iowa pretty easy, and Iowa's a really good offensive team. Ohio State's defense, as Chris Holtman has left, you know, the defense has been what has made that team. And we saw Jamison Battle go off with a massive game the other night. And I think that it is very possible that if Indiana wins tonight, we may not even be playing Illinois. We may be playing Ohio State. And if we're playing Ohio State, that's going to be a scary game. But the thing that's not scary about it is all the naysayers, all the people that were hoping they would lose. And I'm going to be honest, I've never hoped Indiana would lose a game in my entire life. You know, I was upset with the way the team played. If you watched the show, you know I've complained about it. But I'm not one of these guys that's going to go down with the ship. I'm smart enough to see when things are starting to change. And I do think things are starting to change here. I expect this team to come out and battle their ass off tonight. If they do that, I think they got a chance to cover the spread, which is 3.5. But I think they also have a chance to win this game. You know, where? I think on off or on offense, I think Mbako and Renew are huge for this team tonight. If they both have efficient games, no stupid mistakes, and Cups and Xavier Johnson can do the job in the backcourt on Tominaga, I think the Indiana Hoosiers win this game 69-65. All right, guys, hopefully we'll be back tomorrow to preview a semifinal matchup, which if it is, it'll be a little earlier in the morning that we do the show, so keep an eye out for that. make sure you go to BetMGM, click on the link in the description down below in the YouTube video to bet on the game tonight. And also check out The Grueling Truth. Check out my Predicting the Big Ten Tournament article, because I would like to brag right now that I nailed all six of the first two sets of games so far. So make sure you follow me at Grueling Truth. And go check out HoosierIllustrated.com, where Alec writes. And check out the Got Woodson Facebook page that Brian Moore runs. But for now, guys, I'm Mike Goodpaster. You've been watching and listening to The Grueling Truth, where the legends speak.